Hello. Hey. You heard the music. Now starts the show. This is Connect the Dots radio show. Coming to you from New York City, the capital of the world. And what more can I say than that? Hey, I participated in a workshop last week, but I can't talk the details because it was kind of, you had to sign a waiver. You can't really talk the details about the workshop, but anyhow, there were some interesting stones for sale at the intermission time. Stones from all around the world and stuff like that. So on my limited budget, I bought a small emerald. Yeah, from Colombia, because it was available, and I don't think I'll ever go to Colombia in South America, where they have the best emeralds in the world. So I picked myself up a little one. I also bought a tachyon pebble or whatever it is. Looks like, I don't know, it looks like a piece of glass or something like that. It's a stone. It's been tachyonized. Supposedly, I asked, what do I do with it? And they said, you know, carry it on you. It draws in tachyon energy. And we're getting deprived of tachyon energy in the world. And it's mainly because of the harp, not the ones that angels play. HARP, they broadcast frequencies into the ionosphere to heat up, and they are depriving us. That deprives us from tachyons. It's all part of that new world order crap run by negative ETs, and their pawns are the elite of this world. You know, big bad guys like Soros and Gates and other monsters, Netanyahu. Yeah. He's definitely a monster, and the people that support his genocide. So much for that. But, yeah, I like my little emerald stone. So I put it on my, what do you call it? Anyhow, I got a big crystal with all different crystals protruding out of it, and I placed it right in the center of that so they can talk to each other. You know, crystals are, they're living entities, believe it or not. They're not just stupid rocks. They have a life, they have a rock life. Rock stars in their own right. Anyhow, what's Trump up to? Well, what isn't he up to? You know, that's the latest thing. Let's talk about it for a second here. You know, Jimmy Kimmel, the free speech is getting eroded, you know, whatever. I'm sure you've heard of the story already. Meanwhile, every day people are killing each other nonstop. It has to stop. We want peace on earth. Hey, let's give peace a chance. What a novel idea. Somebody should write a song about that. Duh. Anyhow, this is a call-in radio show. That's right. You have a telephone. You can call in. And even a smartphone will work to call into the show. Your iPhone will work. Android. Anything will work to call into the show. except two tin cans with a string attached. Hey, that trick really works. I have the try it tomorrow. Well, the toll free number to call in is 888-627-6008. And, hey, you can do this, as they say. Well, I watched an interesting video. You know, I'm on the internet, I'm looking through the Twitters, I'm playing videos, and up pop is, I noticed on the side, you know, you watch a video, and then there's, if you go to the smaller screen, there's a whole list of things, other videos that you can go right to if you want. Just put the little mouse, send the little mouse over there, and click on it, and you can switch videos. So I noticed this one going on live, and it talked about Arcturians, a live Arcturian netbed session. Now, we haven't seen any real pictures of netbeds. We've seen these gray and blue hospital-type looking machines that they've been showcasing over the internet. Cartoon drawings, of course, not computer-generated images. We don't know if that's what the beds really looked at or not. But this live broadcast of, of course, you weren't going to get to see the real Arcturians, but it was a well-done cartoon, AI-generated picture of what supposedly Arcturians look like. The only this woman laying in a white gown on all types of beds, flat ones, no hospital equipment around. They don't use hospital equipment. They use energy circles and the palms of their hands, and they manipulate the energy. So it was real interesting, and they had some good music playing in the back. And it also said light transmissions for total regeneration. Rejuvenation, I mean. So an Arcturian med-bed session providing light transmissions for total rejuvenation. So that caught my eye. So I went over and clicked that on, started watching, and went to the full screen, and man, this was really well done. It was like better than a Disney cartoon, and it was to be taken seriously. They had some good representations, cartoon representations of our Arcturians, as from what we've been told. And there was different versions of them, too. It wasn't just one model. There was, apparently, they have a variety of, looks. And I've come across information in the past that Arcturians were tall, slender humanoids, about 7 feet tall. The skin color, green to blue. Well, the ones in these videos were just about all blue. And they kept shifting the scenes. So let me see. Let me do a quick count here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 21. There's about 24 different scenes of healing sessions in different locations, some aboard ships, spacecraft, some of them in the sky. And anyhow, I just wanted to let everybody know how interesting this video is. Maybe it's still up. Maybe it's running 24 hours. Maybe it's running tomorrow. But that's what it's called, the Arcturian Med-Bed Session. Light transmissions for total rejuvenation. So it starts off in the library. You have the one, we call him the doctor, manipulating energy lights, usually circles, on the woman lying on a med bed, flat med bed. No equipment around or anything. Standing in the middle of the library. Yeah, a library. Apparently, Arcturians have libraries, too. And we have all kinds of things floating around in the sky. There's the one doctor operating, manipulating the light circles. And the there's about, I don't know, 8 or 10 on each side waiting and, I guess, contributing somehow and holding things and circles in the floor that spin around with geometric designs on them. All this going on at the same time. And this lasts for about 15 seconds. And then it goes to the second scene. Here we're in a crystal cave, crystals, stalactites, stalagmites, and floating geometric spheres, kind of resembling icosahedrons. That's a 20-sided platonic solid. And we do, again, the Dr. Arcturian, a different Dr. Arcturian, manipulating circles of light up and down, around, over the body of the same girl. And we flip to another scene. Now the whole setup is on top of a mountain above the clouds. And the woman's medbed is held up on an altar with crystals below, too. And the same type of manipulation of light circles goes on, different circles, and a different Dr. Arcturian. And then we flip to on spacecraft. And the Dr. Arcturian is a different one. This one had an elongated skull operating on the woman, manipulating circles of light. And when he brings the circles up and flips them horizontal, there's about a dozen other Arcturians standing off to the side. They all put forth the palms of their hands as if to send energy to the person being healed. In unison, they do this, which I thought was pretty cool. And then, before you know it, we're flipped to another scene. Another Arcturian doctor. Everything is floating in the sky, you know. They usually have four Arcturians, two on each side, floating in the sky with them. And they're doing the light manipulation circles and everything. You got spiral galaxies in the background as they're all floating in the sky. Apparently, they don't need air to breathe. Whatever. And then that 15 seconds of that, and going to a stairway to heaven. Yeah, a stairway above the clouds. And in this picture, the Arcturian goddess, doctor, or whatever, she's looking at the camera, and the person at the top of the stairs is another altar with the same woman lying on the flat bed. And this doctor is not looking at her, but moving the circles of light around. And the other Arcturians on the side are watching. And before you know, we flip to another scene where it kind of looks like they're all up in the, on an ice island or something like that. Giant crystals like 10 feet tall all around in different places. And the same type of circle, golden circle energy manipulation is going on, and the woman is lying on the med bed, right in the center of all things. Hammack couldn't tell whether it was in the building or out on the ice or what. If we go from there, we're out in the spacecraft again. Pictures of things floating in space in the back. And the same, a different doctor, Arcturi. And he loved all the energy. Before you know it, we're down in the forest. Another doctor, Arcturian. Same woman, laying on a flat bed on the grass in the forest. Crystals growing from the trees. Yeah. And gold rains of light being manipulated. And we flip to another Dr. Arcturian wearing a different type outfit this time in the forest, and everybody else, other Arcturians watching from behind the trees, are wearing the same type of different uniform that he's wearing. And we've got crystals growing out of trees, some kind of flower poppy or things, flowers growing. And we're out of the forest. Now we're heading into, what are we doing? The bed's floating on water. The med bed is floating on water, whether it's a stream or a lake. And the Arcturian doctor, he's standing next to the med bed floating on the water, and his gown or cape in the back of him is floating on the water, too. Interesting. And music's playing in the background all the time, and he's doing circle-like manipulation on the woman. And then we're back up in the sky. The dead's floating in the sky on an altar, supported by some kind of rock structure island, something like out of one of those science fiction movies with the blue people. Maybe, let's not forget, these Arcturians are blue also. And more circles being manipulated in different ways. We're talking about golden light circles, usually in groups of three, a circle around another circle, around another circle. And one in each hand, and they manipulate these circles to heal the person on the med bed. And from there, we jump down into the desert. Yeah. And a different looking Arcturian doctor. And this time, I think he's all by himself. Woman's laying on a bed flat in the desert. There's some crystals growing out of the sand nearby. And before we know it, flip. We're underwater now, from the desert to underwater, yep. And the Arcturian woman doing the healing here on the woman on the med bed has a different costume on, and all the supporting Arcturians have different underwater costumes on. And there's fish flying all about and casually flying through water like it was air, and more healing with circles and manipulation of circles of light. And what goes next? Then there's another healer in the desert. And this healer doesn't look like an Arcturian. This looks like a woman out of the time of Jesus in the Bible. It could be Mary or something like that. And she's doing the healing on the woman on the med bed. And again, more crystals growing out of the desert sand. And it's time to flip the scene again. You know, now we're in a giant hall, a real tall hall. How about that? A tall hall. And there's a big giant Arcturian standing over the woman and manipulating circles upon circles upon circles. There's Arcturians on each side of him standing in the background. And before we know it, we're up in the spacecraft again. Yeah, with more pictures in the windows looking out in the sky and more Arcturians standing on each side. And they're all kind of like participating in the healing of this woman. And and then we flip to another spacecraft, a different spacecraft, where we got floating geometric shapes floating around, kind of like the icosahedrons, cage-like things, but geometric. And as the healing goes on, then we flip to another spacecraft with another different Arcturian healer doing similar things. Then instantly we go to this cathedral type building with stained glass windows on the at the upper top, kind of just like a church, rainbow rays and waves of white whatever substance floating around while the manipulation of the golden rings continues. And then followed by loading in space again with white spinning geometric spheres and the raising of the body out of the woman laying on the bed. The rings are pulled up over the Arcturian's head and she like springs up as if being reborn. Well, I'll tell you, that is one video to watch. And they have some cool music. The graphics are simply delightful. And you get to see over about two dozen different Arcturians. Like I said, one of them in the desert, definitely an Earth woman with a hood around her, covering her head. But she was definitely not an Arcturian. And she didn't have the blue-colored skin. So that's what's going on, you know. That's what we're missing out on. That is what we are missing out on. Can't wait till we finally meet these galactic beings who have all these talents that would be beneficial to us. Meanwhile, I think we're all getting tired seeing these cartoon images of aliens. I don't see any reason why the Galactic Confederation has talked about they got rid of all the bad things, the toplet bombs, the anomalies, the lurker almost completely gone, and all the other bad things they got rid of. And it's mentioned, if you go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, that the Confederation, the Galactic Confederation, is losing their fear of cold feet. We're getting ready to interact with this. Well, it's about time. 13 years down the road here. And making us wait all that time, telling us about all great things we could have, but it's not going to happen until they land. Well, there's certainly one thing at this point in time. They say the dark forces have been defeated, except for the ones on the surface planet here, you know, the elite that have powerful weapons, you know, and armies and all kinds of crap like that, that they can make people suffer and stuff like that, and they're doing it. And we need to have that stopped. But there's no reason at this point, since they no longer can get help from any other dark forces in the universe, they're still here alone. And believe me, they can be outwitted. Anyhow, there's no reason why these galactic beings, if they are who they really been saying that they are, can't start sending us some real pictures. Yeah. Let's stop that. But we want real pictures. And if you're listening to my voice now, and we need to start you know, talking about this publicly. We want to see what you guys really look like. We want real pictures of you. We want real pictures of the medbeds, not these cartoon drawings. We want to see real, all right? There's no reason for you not showing your faces. Okay, you're not ready to land yet, all right? But for God's sake, show us what you really look like. You know what we look like. Show us what the clones look like, you know? We get tidbits of information. Yeah, you know, this one has a clone, that one's a clone, you know? Clones are everywhere, impersonating other shapeshifters. Well, show us some real pictures of who's who. I mean, really, what are you worried about? You're out there in the safety of your motherships and everywhere else. You know you have a more powerful force than the remaining dark forces on planet Earth here. You know? What are they going to do? They ain't going to do anything. But at least you'll make the rest of the world aware of what's been going on and aware that you're there and you're going to land soon. Don't wait to the last minute and do it like in some science fiction movie and take over the airwaves. People of Earth, we're going to land tomorrow. We're the Galactic Confederation. All these people that don't know anything about you, haven't seen any real pictures about you, you know, they're not going to know what the hell it meant. So you could warm up a friendly welcome by showing your faces for real. We don't expect you to land and get attacked by some large army on the Earth. You understand you got to be careful about that. But you certainly, you know, you claim to have billions, yeah. You claim to have billions of craft in our solar system. Well, send us some pictures of what these craft really look like, not the cartoon drawings and make-believe AI-generated shit. We're all tired of that, you know? It has served its purpose. We want to see real pictures now, you know? We want to see what the motherships look like. But most of all, we want to see what you look like. Really? You say you can camouflage your ships and stuff, you know? And why don't you just pull one down out of the sky and land in New York Harbor there and then quickly leave? There's no way you're going to get on, but at least it'd be waking the public up. But the most thing is, come on, there's so many free stations to send an audio video signal in just in the New York area alone. Start sending signals, you know, 1 hour a day, you know, 7 p.m. ET News, call it, or whatever, or Galactic Confederation broadcast. And broadcast them on all the beacon stations. Do I have to draw you a picture of how to do that? For God's sake, there's nothing going to be able to stop you from doing that. Do it. You know? We're tired of playing games. We're tired of this hide-and-seek crap, you know? We're just tired of it. And, you know, it's such a small base of people know about what's going on. Well, that's not the way to enter somebody else's planet. You want a majority of the people knowing about it. Well, once you start sending real pictures of what you really look like, what your spacecraft look like, and then we'll be wanting you to land, the sooner the better. And we'll be on your side. But this crap that you're going to all of a sudden, on one day, you're going to take over all the airwaves like some science fiction movie and say, give over, we'll be here tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. That's going to be shock therapy. And it won't be therapy. It'll be unnecessary shock because you haven't taken the time to let the whole world know. You got all the obstacles out of the way. It took you 13 years to do it. Oh, my God. Are you guys stuck in slow gear or what? You know? I'm from New York City. We do things fast here. We don't take 13 years to do something. That's the way of the dark side. You know, they take a long time to do things. You know? And the problem is, first of all, you don't want to communicate with the regular people. No, you waste your time going to the governments of the world that they slam the door in your face because you don't know how to talk to crooked governments. And there's plenty of good people on Earth that will be supportive of, you know, a group coming from the galaxy to share with us and help us. But you got to treat us as equals. Yeah, you might know a few things more than us, but at the same time, as an intelligent human being on the surface, there's a lot of things we know that you don't know. So, you know, it'll be a time of sharing, but we need to come together on this now and stop hiding in secrecy. Now, you might have had a reason to before, but you don't have a reason now. It's time to show your faces to the rest of the world so people can start believing their other, you know, too much of the world has been brainwashed into thinking there's no other creatures around except us humans. And the animals that we disrespectfully treat every day. You know, if you don't start doing something and taking actions now, we've requested that. Those of us who participate in the global meditations, we have requested your physical intervention into the situation. So what are you going to do, let us down? This idea you have to wait till everything is perfect is bullshit. That's not how reality plays itself out. It's nice when you can do that, but it's not nice when millions of people are suffering every day. And millions of people are going to be dying every day. People that will not get to see the event because the event isn't going to happen until things get a little better. And you're running at slow speed. It's time to take a lesson from the surface humans. We know how to speed things up and do it correctly. You know? And strategists, you know, I don't know. You might think you're great strategists, but I don't see it. I've been following this for 7 years. And I don't see you guys as great strategists. I think you've got your methods. You know, you try to be as safe as possible. But, you know, there's more to it than just doing that. And, of course, this is just a radio show here. You probably don't even listen to it because you're only listening to yourselves, but you need to be more responsive. Anytime I've tried to contact you guys, it's like I'm talking to the wall. You know the expression? Because that's how it is. And I don't like it. And a lot of other people don't like it. You know, we're all looking forward to this thing called the event, the metamorphosis of the human being from the carbon body to the silicon-based body. That's what we're told. And we're looking forward to that. Those of us that know about it, most of us don't know about that either. And certainly, close to nobody knows about the Galactic Confederation unless they've gone to the portal. And some of the workshops. But, you know, not everybody can make it to workshops. Not everybody has the money. You know, one thing you Galactic people don't understand, you know, most of us are poor in this world here. We don't have exorbitant amounts of money. That keeps us deprived of many things. Most people make it from day to day or paycheck to paycheck, and there is no extra money because how everything, we're all being extorted by the elites. And it's only getting worse. It isn't going to get better. The wars are going to get worse, not better. So do some intervention. We all want to see this stuff brought to the end, but the governments around the world, they're all chickens, and they're all bribe takers, and they're not going to stop the Gaza thing, and they're not going to stop the Ukraine thing, and they're not going to stop the African problems, which are even worse probably than those two events. You're just not going to do it, you know? They don't have the guts, and they're all broadcasters. They don't want to lose their bribe money. So it's kind of up to you guys, you know? Somehow you thought we were going to come around and take control of the situation. By now you should realize it's not going to happen. You went to the big countries, and they get out. They didn't want to hear anything you had to say. So it's time for you to intervene. You talk about you got powerful weapons, motherships, and all that. Well, you might have to use them. Or, you know, how about Gaza? You talk about the most recent thing on the portal. The Cobra spokesperson is talking about you're out there, you rescued 500 million people from Planet X. The hell do we care about that for? We're here stuck on Earth. You know, well, if you could do that, why can't you just fly over Gaza and evacuate all those people so they don't have to keep suffering? The governments are just going to let this crazy thing go on and on and on, you know? And why don't you do that, huh? For starters, okay? What's stopping you? What's the dark forces on Earth going to do if you remove all the people from Gaza that are suffering, take them up to your motherships and heal them and all that stuff? What are they going to do about that? They don't even care if you do that. You know, they'll be happy. You know, the money-hungry bastards will move in to quickly take over Gaza and put the hotels up on the Mediterranean, like they said they wanted to do. And they won't worry about where you took them or anything like that. But you could stop, you could do that in one day. I mean, don't you have the beam-up technology that we all saw in the Star Trek and other science fiction movies? Or what? But you could do it. Teleportation, however you want to do it. You could do it. You could do that tomorrow. But you're not even hear what I'm saying. Because you're not interested in listening to what regular humans have to say. We're the ones who have the solutions, not the government. I'm sure you found that out already, but, you know, stop pursuing a dead-end street, you know? What can I say? But that's the way it is. Hey, this is the call-in radio show. If you've got something to say that's important, and hey, all us surface humans have something important to say, call in 888-627-6008. Well, in New York, the mayor's race continues. That's all I got to say. It continues. And it's really going nowhere fast. We've got the first position, the second position, the third position, and the last position. And those situations are pretty well hanging where they're at, you know? Give or take a few points with the polls and stuff. We got the Democrat, the official Democrat running, which, according to the polls, he's the most popular and could easily win the election. And then we got the Cuomo. You know, disgraced governor, but full-time politician, he's running in second place. And isn't doing any much to change his position either, you know. I hear he didn't show up at the a dinner event when all four candidates were supposed to show up. And then we got the crooked mayor. Yeah, he's crooked. The worthless mayor. Take your pick. Crooked or worthless, the worthless mayor who just likes to grandstand and take petitions over to Turkey to take some bribe money. And we know he got off on it. That doesn't mean he didn't do it or didn't get the bribe money. Because we know the justice system is crooked as hell. And in third position, the Republican nominee, Curtis Sliwa, popular guy in New York. The last time he ran for the mayor, he got 325,000 votes, something like that, which says he has a big fan club, you know? Well, that's not going to be enough. He's relying on his fan club. But that's not going to be enough for him to win this election, especially when the front runner, Mr. Ron American himself, Zohran Wadawai, I can't even say his name, the demon, he's got way more people supporting him, mostly young people, you know, than Curtis. Actually, talking about a small world, I met Curtis down on Grand Street at this San Gennaro Festival last Saturday. I asked him call into my show, you know. And actually, even though I wish it would be the mayor, and I told him I'd like to help him, but he seems to think he doesn't need any help. He starts talking some stupid stuff. Oh, like one radio show is going to change the whole thing. What a stupid thing to say. Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy. I've run into him on the subways many times, you know. But now that he's running for office, all of a sudden, he isn't easily defined. He shows up at certain events. He does his, posting on Twitter and other places. And he said about everything he has to say. And my statement is, you got to do a lot more than you're doing. I like what you're saying, Curtis. And you probably are definitely the best person to be the next mayor of New York, but you're not doing enough to get people to come out and vote for you. You're making the same mistake that most candidates make. Those who can win elections making mistakes. You're talking about all the problems, but you're not giving any specific solutions. You're not really telling the voting public, all those people who are registered voters but never go out to vote, because you're not talking about anything that's really going to benefit them. And I can think of plenty of things you could be talking about. But if you think you don't need regular people, New Yorkers like me, I mean, I know more about New York than you do in many aspects. Mainly one is you don't drive. You know, that makes you void of driver knowledge right there. Riding around in a cab, that's not knowledge about driving in New York. You're the cab driver, it is, but, you know, you never had a driver's license. I mean, never, you know. You don't know anything about the drivers. You know how many millions of drivers there are in New York? Plenty of them. Well, and the situation is the driving public in New York is being scapegoated by everyone. The elites, the politicians, everyone. And you're not offering them anything. I mean, that would be a start. And I can think of many things you could offer them, but, you know, you got your three campaign managers. I look them up to see what they look like. Come on, these people can't help you. And besides that, you know, nice if you're listening to me, so you can point out, you're being sabotaged by your own party. The same lackluster crap they did for Melanie Tuckers when she was running. You know, they do close to nothing for you, man. You know, I walked in the office a number of years ago, the Republican Party office, Upper East Side, you know, whatever it was, 70-something street. It was just like, you know, these people have no enthusiasm. I mean, hey, I don't know for sure, but I believe that that's why New York City is so Democrat, because the Democrat Party bribed the Republicans to run a lackluster campaign, unless it's somebody who has money already. You know? And if you have a lot of money, you don't need the Republican Party. You can get their authorization and be their runner. But you really need your own money to go out there and win the election. Curtis isn't one of the elites. He has little money, but You certainly got to do more than just talk about the problems. Yeah, we all need, we know we need more police. Okay, well, what's your plan for the police? You haven't said shit about that, you know? So, whatever. And then last place, the big crybaby loser, current mayor, worthless politician, Brian Baker. And those are the four candidates. And nobody seems to be going anywhere. I think that the mayor of Adams is going down a little. Curtis is staying at the same place. Cuomo is kind of like the same place. And the front runner has still got the front running position. Not losing any points, really. Even though he's offering the people nothing. You got some, you know, he's nothing but a big, phony politician. I wouldn't even call him an American. And he, if you look at the things that he supports, anti-white supremacy, oh, you know, half of New York City is white people. So what, you're going to be anti-white people? As soon as you start talking color, man, you're a racist, whether you know it or not. And he's in with socialism and communism. You know, and that kind of thinking, makes stupid comments about lessening the police force, you know, with crime running at a high rate and bringing people out on the street, out on the subway system and stuff. And he, like the rest of the other two candidates, Democratic candidates running as independents, none of them ride the subway. Absolutely not. I wonder why. And so why would you want to elect a mayor that runs the subway system, doesn't know anything about it? Stupid. Because these people don't know how to solve problems with things they're not familiar with. That's about it. And definitely, Curtis Leroy, if you're listening, your campaign is being sabotaged by the Republican Party. Because I'm sure they all took the bribe money already. Don't help them out too much. Just pretend you're helping them, you know? And that's the way it works in politics, you know? Hey, President Trump has been telling the people the truth for decades. Back when he was just a TV star, you're fired. He was talking when asked about politics. He clearly mentions, I contribute to both parties. You know? So he's got both of his bases covered. Whoever wins, he'd come in and say, hey, I supported you, your party, you know? And that's kind of how it works. And I guess if you're not in New York, you don't give a crap. But I just had a say a little about that, what's happening in New York. And here's a perfect example of why, again, Republican Party is, you know, is sabotaging Curtis's campaign. He did a, you know, most of his stuff is on, puts it out on Twitter, you know, puts up the camera, talks into the camera for 50 seconds or 30 seconds or whatever. And this is a month or two ago. He's talking about some Chinese guy down on Lower Manhattan who had this food restaurant and stuff. And, you know, everybody's smiling and stuff like that. I went down to that building location. The restaurant he's talking about was not open. But what I did find in the building was, at the basement floor, was a Democrat signing up people, a small office signing people up to vote Democrat. Okay, so where's the Republican office in the same building? No, about, I don't know, it's a pretty fair-sized building. It has maybe 30 to 50 tenants or something like that. How come they don't have, the Republicans don't have one there to counter the Democrats? you know? And, yeah, there you go. The Republican Party doesn't do crap for their candidates. And Curtis doesn't get to go on mainstream media because all the big stations, they own the news factions, and they're all Democrats. You know, you had to be rich, somebody like Bloomberg, where you could just buy the time, and it didn't matter whether they wanted you or there or not. You pay the time, money for the time, and you'll get it. Curtis don't have that money. So he's getting cheated that way, too, and the Republican offices. Plus, I tried to visit. This is how corrupt the whole system is. I called the only representative in Congress, Republican, the only one from New York City. Called the office and asked about meeting Curtis. Is there a good way to contact him, you know? Because he doesn't have a campaign office where a real candidate might have, not necessarily, but that's the way it was years ago. They would have a campaign office so you could talk to somebody. Now everything is emails or whatever. And you don't know who's even reading the emails. So the only Republican representative in New York City for the U.S. Congress. And they said, this is what they I was told. Well, they couldn't get involved. They're not allowed to help. What? You know, Republican Party, you're not allowed to help a common man candidate who's running in a major election for mayor? That's what I heard. Can't believe it. No doubt they're getting bribe money to take that attitude. You know? So much for that. Well, I tell you, hey, it was a calling show. Still is, but you have to be pretty fast with that phone. We only got about, I don't know, 6-7 minutes left. And, you know, anybody out there bought some spooky two equipment? Hey, call in and tell us about it. The look into it. Full moon meditations. You know, you'll find them out there on Twitter and other sites. Stellar healing rays. You know, but they're monthly. So when the next full moon runs around, go look for them. And you just tune in and sit in front of your screen, and they are remote healings happening. Perhaps it might be helpful for some of you who need that. And you never know. The what can I say? Listen, this is PBS, Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America, where people like me and other hosts get on and we can talk about whatever we want. Stay tuned, you know, to, I believe, an hour from now, or 2 hours from now, there's a show on called As You Wish. On Station One, like I am on BBS Radio. And this is the guy out in by Mount Adams out there on the West Coast. He has a large piece of land, and people go out there all the time to watch the ET spacecraft going in and out of the top of the mountain. And they come out and they flick the lights at them and to say hello every now and then. And people on the ground at his camp flick back lights at them. And this guy has actually met with some, been on one of the craft. So you might want to listen to what he has to say. He's got a reference for every level at it and stuff. And I just thought I'd give him a plug. Show it As You Wish. Same channel, Station 1, BBS, Internet Radio, Radio Free America. Yeah. Hey, listen. Have a heart. Subscribe to my show. Look it up. You know, go to the BBS radio schedule. Connect the dots. 8 p.m. to 8:55 p.m. Central Time. Click on the name of the show, connect the dots, or click on my name, Tom Anderson. And scroll down until you see subscribe and, you know, make a donation once a month. Starts as low as $2.99, you know? You won't think nothing about buying a beer in a bar for that price or more, you know? Be supportive of what I'm doing. I've been doing this for over 7 years now. And the purpose of the show is to educate the people what's going on, wake you up, to inform you about all kinds of important things, and to connect the dots where they need to be connected. So, you know, have a heart, as they say. Hey, I got two albums out there on CD Baby. On YouTube, you find them. You know, click in my name. Tom Anderson. And look them up. And out of the 35 songs, I'm sure you'll find one song you like, download it. And CD Baby will send me the money. Hey, what are friends for? Okay, we're going to end the show and do the countdown, and you're going to hear Lead Guitar Soul at the end of my song, our youth partner, and followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too, and that is the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here and took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear.